Сейчас вы будете выполнять задания по аудированию. Тексты прозвучат 2 раза. После каждого прослушивания текстов у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. По окончании выполнения всего раздела аудирования перенесите свои ответы в бланк ответов номер 1. Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только 1 раз. В задании есть 1 лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I've been working part-time as a shop assistant for quite a while already, and I must say I really like it. I'm a university student now, so I can't work morning shifts because I have classes in the morning. But the shop where I work offered me work in the evening because there are some other employees who don't like working evening shifts. That's what is great about being a shop assistant. You can choose when you can work and how much you can work. It suits people like me.
Speaker B.
I study management at university, and I work part-time as a shop assistant too. I think working as a shop assistant can help me understand how retail management works much better than lectures and seminars at my university. I get exposed to various aspects of retail, such as inventory management, customer service, merchandising, and sales. I think it will be much easier for me to find a job after I graduate, because I already have some experience.
Speaker C.
I work as a shop assistant part-time. I certainly don't think I'll go on doing it after I graduate. But I need a job now because I need some extra money at the moment. Working as a shop assistant is quite interesting, actually. My day-to-day tasks vary greatly, keeping my working life dynamic and exciting. I arrange displays, help customers find what they need, work the cash register, or restock shelves. This variety of tasks makes my job engaging and prevents monotony.
Speaker D. Some people think that there are no career prospects for a shop assistant, but I don't agree with them. As a shop assistant, you have the opportunity to learn the ins and outs of retail business operations from the ground up. This hands-on experience can provide a solid foundation for career progression. Over time, your dedication, initiative, and leadership can pave the way for advancement to higher positions, such as a department supervisor, store manager, or a district manager. Speaker E.
I'm thinking of finding a part-time job now, and I've been offered a job as a shop assistant in a local retail shop. The money is not particularly good, and I'm not planning to connect my future career with sales, but I still think having some experience working as a shop assistant is a good thing, because I'll have to deal with all sorts of customers. I'll have to learn how to solve their problems, calm people down if they are not satisfied, and explain to them if they are in the wrong.
Speaker F.
Working part-time in a local supermarket, I've learned many useful skills, but most importantly, I've learned how to collaborate with people. I work closely with my co-workers. from stock managers to cashiers, to deliver the best customer experience possible. The tasks are often shared or divided up among the staff, and we help one another when necessary. This fulfilling aspect of working as a shop assistant contributes to job satisfaction and personal growth.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I've been working part-time as a shop assistant for quite a while already, and I must say I really like it. I'm a university student now, so I can't work morning shifts because I have classes in the morning. But the shop where I work offered me work in the evening because there are some other employees who don't like working evening shifts. That's what is great about being a shop assistant. You can choose when you can work and how much you can work. It suits people like me.
Speaker B.
I study management at university, and I work part-time as a shop assistant too. I think working as a shop assistant can help me understand how retail management works much better than lectures and seminars at my university. I get exposed to various aspects of retail, such as inventory management, customer service, merchandising, and sales. I think it will be much easier for me to find a job after I graduate, because I already have some experience.
Speaker C.
I work as a shop assistant part-time. I certainly don't think I'll go on doing it after I graduate. But I need a job now because I need some extra money at the moment. Working as a shop assistant is quite interesting, actually. My day-to-day tasks vary greatly, keeping my working life dynamic and exciting. I arrange displays, help customers find what they need, work the cash register, or restock shelves. This variety of tasks makes my job engaging and prevents monotony.
Speaker D. Some people think that there are no career prospects for a shop assistant, but I don't agree with them. As a shop assistant, you have the opportunity to learn the ins and outs of retail business operations from the ground up. This hands-on experience can provide a solid foundation for career progression. Over time, your dedication, initiative, and leadership can pave the way for advancement to higher positions, such as a department supervisor, store manager, or a district manager. Speaker E.
I'm thinking of finding a part-time job now, and I've been offered a job as a shop assistant in a local retail shop. The money is not particularly good, and I'm not planning to connect my future career with sales, but I still think having some experience working as a shop assistant is a good thing, because I'll have to deal with all sorts of customers. I'll have to learn how to solve their problems, calm people down if they are not satisfied, and explain to them if they are in the wrong.
Speaker F.
Working part-time in a local supermarket, I've learned many useful skills, but most importantly, I've learned how to collaborate with people. I work closely with my co-workers, from stock managers to cashiers, to deliver the best customer experience possible. The tasks are often shared or divided up among the staff, and we help one another when necessary. This fulfilling aspect of working as a shop assistant contributes to job satisfaction and personal growth.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений AG соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют. 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Michael. It's good to see you here in the school library. How are your studies going?
Hello, Mrs. Lee. To tell the truth, it's been tough lately. I'm struggling with chemistry and preparing for the final exams. They are going to be held in a couple of days, as you know. I feel stressed out.
Chemistry can be tricky indeed. Which topics do you find most difficult?
Chemical equations and balancing reactions. I understand the theory, but applying it in problems is hard for me. I don't know what to do.
Practice is the key to success. Try writing out equations and balancing them daily. Also, you can watch online tutorials. Sometimes a different explanation helps.
I'll do that. I'm also worried about managing my time. There's so much to revise. Sometimes I feel overwhelmed. Tasks are piling on my desk, and I don't know how to manage to do them all.
In this case, creating a timetable can help. Prioritize subjects you find hardest, but don't neglect the others.
I've been focusing mostly on chemistry, but I'll try to balance better.
Good. What about your future plans? Have you thought about university courses? It's high time to decide on your future career.
I'm interested in engineering, but I'm not sure which branch yet.
Well, engineering is broad. You could explore mechanical, civil, or computer engineering. Think about what interests you most.
I like computers and technology, so maybe computer engineering will be the best option for me.
That's a great choice. You might want to take some programming courses or join a tech club to gain some useful experience.
That sounds exciting. I'll look into it.
Also, internships or summer programs can give you a taste of the profession. Why don't you look for some summer programs for yourself?
I'll ask around. Thanks for the advice.
You're welcome. And don't forget, balance is important. Don't work nonstop. You should eat good food, go for a walk regularly, and get enough sleep.
I will. By the way, are you coming to the graduation ball?
Of course. It's a wonderful way to celebrate your achievements.
I'm looking forward to it, but I'm a bit nervous about the formal setting.
Just be yourself and enjoy the moment. It's your night.
Thanks, Mrs. Lee. I appreciate your support.
Anytime, Michael.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the text again.
Hi, Michael. It's good to see you here in the school library. How are your studies going?
Hello, Mrs. Lee. To tell the truth, it's been tough lately. I'm struggling with chemistry and preparing for the final exams. They are going to be held in a couple of days, as you know. I feel stressed out.
Chemistry can be tricky indeed. Which topics do you find most difficult?
Chemical equations and balancing reactions. I understand the theory, but applying it in problems is hard for me. I don't know what to do.
Practice is the key to success. Try writing out equations and balancing them daily. Also, you can watch online tutorials. Sometimes a different explanation helps.
I'll do that. I'm also worried about managing my time. There's so much to revise. Sometimes I feel overwhelmed. Tasks are piling on my desk, and I don't know how to manage to do them all.
In this case, creating a timetable can help. Prioritize subjects you find hardest, but don't neglect the others.
I've been focusing mostly on chemistry, but I'll try to balance better.
Good. What about your future plans? Have you thought about university courses? It's high time to decide on your future career.
I'm interested in engineering, but I'm not sure which branch yet.
Well, engineering is broad. You could explore mechanical, civil, or computer engineering. Think about what interests you most.
I like computers and technology, so maybe computer engineering will be the best option for me.
That's a great choice. You might want to take some programming courses or join a tech club to gain some useful experience.
That sounds exciting. I'll look into it.
Also, internships or summer programs can give you a taste of the profession. Why don't you look for some summer programs for yourself?
I'll ask around. Thanks for the advice.
You're welcome, and don't forget, balance is important. Don't work nonstop. You should eat good food, go for a walk regularly, and get enough sleep.
I will. By the way, are you coming to the graduation ball?
Of course. It's a wonderful way to celebrate your achievements.
I'm looking forward to it, but I'm a bit nervous about the formal setting.
Just be yourself and enjoy the moment. It's your night.
Thanks, Mrs. Lee. I appreciate your support.
Anytime, Michael.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Good afternoon, everybody. And here we are with our weekly program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we're happy to have David Miles, the famous world explorer, an adventure seeker, a person who seems to have been everywhere in the world and knows more about it than any one of us. He's also a travel blogger. Good afternoon, David, and thank you for finding some time in your busy working schedule to come here.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for inviting me. It's a real pleasure being here today.
David, could you please tell us about your early years and how they influenced your love for travel?
Well, I grew up in Shanghai, China, in a very busy neighborhood, as my parents worked there for an international company. My parents worked long hours, so I spent a lot of time with my grandparents. They used to tell me stories about their travels around China when they were young. I was fascinated by their tales of mountains, rivers, and ancient cities. I think that's where my curiosity about the world began.
I didn't know you were brought up in China. Did you travel much as a child then?
One might expect so, but not really. My family didn't have much time or money left for long vacations, but we would take day trips to nearby towns or go hiking in the countryside. I loved those trips. When I was 16, I won a scholarship to study in Australia for a year. That experience did change my life. It was my first time living abroad, and I realized how much there was to learn from other cultures.
What was your most interesting adventure?
That's hard to say. So many trips to choose from. One of my favorites was cycling across South America. I started in Colombia and rode all the way to Argentina. It took me 6 months, and I met so many incredible people along the way. I camped in the Andes, swam in the Amazon River, and even learned to dance tango in Buenos Aires. It was physically demanding, but I discovered a lot about myself.
Have you had any dangerous experiences?
Yes, quite a few. Once in Bolivia, I got caught in a snowstorm at a high altitude. I had to find shelter quickly and wait it out. Another time, I was bitten by a snake in Thailand. Luckily, it wasn't poisonous, but it was a scary moment. I've learned to always be prepared and respect nature. That's really important.
What are your hobbies apart from traveling?
I'm really into rock climbing and scuba diving. Both give me a sense of freedom and excitement. I also enjoy writing. As you know, I keep a blog about my adventures and sometimes write articles for travel magazines. Reading is another passion. I've always loved learning about history and geography.
Do you have any special travel traditions?
Yes, I always try to bring back a small souvenir from each place I visit. It could be just a postcard, a coin, or a piece of local art. Actually, anything will do. I also make a point of trying local food, even if it seems strange or even if it's scary to try it. I believe food is a big part of understanding a culture. It's not a thing to be missed out on.
What are some of your future plans? I bet you must have many of them.
I want to visit every continent. So far, I've been to 5. Next on my list is Africa. I'm planning a safari in Kenya and a hike up Mount Kilimanjaro. I also want to start a video blog to share my travel experiences with a wider audience. And one day, I hope to open my own adventure travel company.
Thank you very much, David. Best of luck with your future adventures.
Thank you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Good afternoon, everybody. And here we are with our weekly program, 5 Minutes with a Star. Today in our studio, we're happy to have David Miles, the famous world explorer, an adventure seeker, a person who seems to have been everywhere in the world and knows more about it than any one of us. He's also a travel blogger. Good afternoon, David, and thank you for finding some time in your busy working schedule to come here.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for inviting me. It's a real pleasure being here today.
David, could you please tell us about your early years and how they influenced your love for travel?
Well, I grew up in Shanghai, China, in a very busy neighborhood, as my parents worked there for an international company. My parents worked long hours, so I spent a lot of time with my grandparents. They used to tell me stories about their travels around China when they were young. I was fascinated by their tales of mountains, rivers, and ancient cities. I think that's where my curiosity about the world began.
I didn't know you were brought up in China. Did you travel much as a child then?
One might expect so, but not really. My family didn't have much time or money left for long vacations, but we would take day trips to nearby towns or go hiking in the countryside. I loved those trips. When I was 16, I won a scholarship to study in Australia for a year. That experience did change my life. It was my first time living abroad, and I realized how much there was to learn from other cultures.
What was your most interesting adventure?
That's hard to say. So many trips to choose from. One of my favorites was cycling across South America. I started in Colombia and rode all the way to Argentina. It took me 6 months, and I met so many incredible people along the way. I camped in the Andes, swam in the Amazon River, and even learned to dance tango in Buenos Aires. It was physically demanding, but I discovered a lot about myself.
Have you had any dangerous experiences?
Yes, quite a few. Once in Bolivia, I got caught in a snowstorm at a high altitude. I had to find shelter quickly and wait it out. Another time, I was bitten by a snake in Thailand. Luckily, it wasn't poisonous, but it was a scary moment. I've learned to always be prepared and respect nature. That's really important.
What are your hobbies apart from traveling?
I'm really into rock climbing and scuba diving. Both give me a sense of freedom and excitement. I also enjoy writing. As you know, I keep a blog about my adventures and sometimes write articles for travel magazines. Reading is another passion. I've always loved learning about history and geography.
Do you have any special travel traditions?
Yes, I always try to bring back a small souvenir from each place I visit. It could be just a postcard, a coin, or a piece of local art. Actually, anything will do. I also make a point of trying local food, even if it seems strange or even if it's scary to try it. I believe food is a big part of understanding a culture. It's not a thing to be missed out on.
What are some of your future plans? I bet you must have many of them.
I want to visit every continent. So far, I've been to 5. Next on my list is Africa. I'm planning a safari in Kenya and a hike up Mount Kilimanjaro. I also want to start a video blog to share my travel experiences with a wider audience. And one day, I hope to open my own adventure travel company.
Thank you very much, David. Best of luck with your future adventures.
Thank you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.